10 months after the shooting, out on Perfect Circle Road, a 12-year-old girl named Anna Gabriel walked in the 95-degree August heat with her little brother Sancho. Sancho was only 9 and knew nothing about politics or corruption in Tippahaw County, only that their mother hadn't shown up to drive them home on their first day of school, and he was upset. It frustrated him even further that Anna Gabriel had decided they'd better walk than wait. Sancho questioning all that was good and holy, a full 4 miles back to the Frog Pond Trailer Park, where so many of the Mexican and Guatemalan families had settled. They were very tired and sweaty, cutting through a thicket of pines and down through a kudzu ravine that hugged the highway.
"I knew this day would come," Sancho said. "The rapture, just like the movies from church. Angels blowing trumpets. People being whisked into the clouds to meet Jesus, even those in airplanes are sitting on toilets. He has taken all the good people and left the sullen and the wicked behind. Every story must end, Anna Gabriel. We know as much. Now it is time for the human race."
"Would you please shut up?"
Anna Gabriel Hernandez Ramirez said, walking beside her little brother.
"Mama has a reason. She is still at work. Maybe she had to go to the market to buy eggs, cheese, and milk. Perhaps even had engine trouble. Her car. You know that car? So many troubles."
"Then why won't she answer her phone?"
Sancho asked, wide face shining with sweat, trudging alongside her, short legs trying to keep up.
"We have called her 20 times.
An odd August stillness fell over the Frog Pond Trailer Park on the outskirts of Jericho, Mississippi. Anna Gabriel had never heard it so quiet or seen it so empty, draped in an odd dusky gold light, the heat radiating up from the ground. Sancho followed her into the little maze that took them to the far corner of the park to the white single wide they rented by the week.
"Our family left us," Sancho said. "Again. They would never leave us,"
Anna Gabriel said.
"They love us very much. Take that back, or I will punch you very hard in the head."
"Then it is the rapture,"
he said, excited.
"We have to find the others, start deciding who's in charge. I would like to be the mayor of the city, or perhaps the president of the United States. I would also like my own very large truck, one with big silver wheels and a winch. I like GMC, but would settle for a Chevy if we find one with the keys in it."
"You're only 9. Does it matter now?"
he said.
"Now that we are the only ones left? All of it's so very sad. The bad children who didn't mind their parents or eat all their dinner.
Anna Gabriel, we haven't been to church in at least 3 Sundays. Think of the shame."
"This is something else," she said.
"2 girls I know were brought to the principal's office and never returned. You yourself said you saw Tomas in the lunchroom, crying alone with his uncle. I don't like where any of this is headed. Mama forgot us."
"Mama never forgets,"
Anna Gabriel said, her mind already turning over 100 different possibilities of what might have happened, all of them bad.
"She works hard. She works late. You know this. It's a new job. She has responsibilities. So many chickens to clean and pull out their insides. Why do you always worry? Why do you always think the worst?"
"That's my job," Sancho said.
"I am the man, the head of the household. Our Uncle Chewy told me as much over the summer. Come on, we need to start gathering wood for the fire."
"It's 95 degrees, Anna Gabriel said. "Why would we need a fire?"
"Anytime anyone is lost or left behind, they build a fire. Don't you pay attention to what we've seen on The Walking Dead?